of Siman Kuf Pei Hei, the sugya of Tamani, a sugya of Amasla. Siman Chava starts off saying that there's a cloud that Isha has a Chesed Tuma, and until she takes herself out of Chesed Tuma, until she says, Tairani, the lach is you have to dine her as Tamea, and she's going to be Tame. Isha with Chesed Tamea, also love you, La Asha Tumle Tivalti, it's also to have Tashmas until she says that she went to the mikveh. And the Shaila comes up, you know, your wife, you come home, and you babysit, your wife appears for an hour or two, and then she goes to the mikveh, and she comes back, and do you have to ask her straight out that she went to the mikveh, or is it enough that you did the whole process, and is that enough? Or the fact that you did the whole process, you know that she went, is that going to be good enough or not? And what happens, somebody called me recently that he asked her, did you go to the mikveh? She said, no. So shout out now what happens now.
She said it jokingly or she
joked? Did you go to mikveh? No. Like, she's annoyed. Like, wait, you're going to mikveh. Like, what? Maybe it's worse. Okay, Zakta Chavez Das, I feel she chavez, that's like Mahani, I should tell me the face. Even if she lies next to him, crawls into bed, it's Tomei, Achtama Tavalti, you have to say it. Chain Pasak the Piskit Shuv and Sakatan Aleph. And until you say Beferish Tavalti, it's going to be Tomei. In fact, Archa Shulchan, why should that be? What's this thing you have to say Beferish? If you know, why? What's the mile of saying it beferish? Why wouldn't Remez have? Where do we find this like a din deeper? We understand there's a chesed tumah, you have to be mevari to find out. But if you know that she went to the mikveh, why is that to be a stamus? Why do you need a stafka din deeper? And therefore he says that Batsim, he doesn't see any reason why you should have a din deeper, and Remez should be enough. And therefore he's chelikan the chavis das. And Shai says, what's the pshan the chavis das? Why is the chavis das be mechayev somebody that if she's chavis etzli, why is he be mechayev and saying that would not be good? So you can say one of a couple of different possibilities. You could say maybe there's a din deeper for some reason. That's how Aruch HaShulchan understood it. Unless she says Tavalti, it's not going to be good, and you have to say the words. Why? There's a cheskes iser, until you have an edus to lafuki from cheskes iser, it's going to be tummy. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan understood the Chavis Das, and yes, and why should that be? It doesn't make so much sense. The Achorim are different. I find out how to understand about it. The Shulchan says that maybe the pshat is that she forgot that she's tummy. She forgot for a second, whatever. You know. Therefore, maybe, it's the fact that she lied next to him doesn't mean 100% that she went to the mikveh. Maybe she forgot, that's all. She forgot, and therefore, it's not 100% raya that she went to the mikveh. Maybe she forgot. Some say maybe the havon is maybe she had yitzur katakva lefisha, that for, she had yitzara for a second, and therefore that's why lying is not going to be good enough. There's basically two approaches. If she says it, she says it. You know. So the two approaches to understanding the Chavis Das. You can send the approach to Chavis Das, you need a din deeper, then that's checkmate, you have to have a din deeper. Or they said it's not a din deeper. Even the Chavis Das' world, simon would help, but it's not mukach 100%. Shechavis is not as good as a simon. If you make it beforehand, or you make a simon, you're going to, whatever the simon is, it's going to be a handshake, or you're going to make a remez, or whatever it is. So then that's like a deeper, or that's a remez. Lying is not enough of a hechacha, and therefore, it wouldn't be good. That's the two approaches really I understand the Chavis Das. The Maisa Minigoyim definitely in America is the Hakel. That if you do a Simon, what do you say? Chav Yaf also. The Minig is Carol's neighbor. The Minig is to be Mako that Simon works, like the Archa Shulchan, in some way. Or Shemazan brings down, Yelachila, maybe Shemachim went to do it in Deber, and Shulchan Shemin brings down. There are some days who say, Yishu Chesh Chavis Das, Lachila. But come on, you know, definitely if it annoys your wife, and definitely the Minig is the Hakel, and therefore it's okay to do it with a Simon.
But you said I went to the mikveh
just to do the title of the mikveh. What do you say?
She said, I just walked out of the mikveh.
Do you have to title? No. On the tzadi, you need a din deeper, you mean? I went to the mikveh, and I stuck my head in the water with my mouth half open and closed with, you know, saying, I went to the mikveh. What?
Whatever you say in that case,
oh, okay. So So I'll get that in a second. That's because the Shavuot
episode. I didn't go as a joke. That is a fancy man.
Oh, we'll get that in a second. Okay. Now the Ramah says, "Ma'achas shavala yom shavala ashlo limnos litvul namanis." If you wait enough days that it's possible to go ahead to go to the mikvah, she's going to be namanas. I feel the Rambam lechachas, but I'm namanas. She's naman. What's the chiddush? In fact, the Tazan Shach. What's the chiddush? Pshita, if there's not enough time, it's possibly you're not going to be naman. It's like the Tazan chiddush is a filum suffik them over kachach yamim. Even if it's a suffik, is that days. Normally, it takes her 6 days to get clean, and this time she's claiming it's 5 days. If it's possible, Zaktataz, in that situation, if it's possible, then it's going to be good, and she's going to be Naman. The Pesach Shuva discusses the whole Namanus of is based on Erech Nam Bisuran, that Isha is Naman to be Meir that she went to the Mikvah. What's the Makar of Erech Nam Bisuran, Agav? The Safrala. Akub is right into this one. I'm actually involved in Peches. No, Safala. Rashi and Yivamas Peches, I mean, the Makar's Erechanim Bisurin is from Safala. Tries to be Nakabli Erechanim Bisurin, that means you can't be Samach on your wife. What? Yeah. I'm saying anything. It is. You're not going to believe Erechad Kape Kasher. It's not going to be Erechad Kape. What? Right? Everything's based on Erechanim Bisurin. And, now, let's say somebody's wife is a Chashid. So then the question is there going to be Eirach and Ambisurin? So basically, what we discussed is she was Nikshah when she was a Pnuya. Does that make her into a Chashid? We see that she's not as Machmer on Hilchos Nida. And if she was Mizana, she was a Pnuya, it's not going to be a Raya after it when she's a Isha. So it's like the Pesach Shuva. If she did it when she's a Pnuya, Lemikri Chashud Labaila, it's not called Chashud Labaila. Let's say she was machshel baila when she was married. So then, in that situation, she's not going to be naman anymore. So this gets into a very big problem. Not a very big problem, but a problem which comes up with, you have about tshuva. He's coming from, she's not from. He's coming from, she's not willing to come from. What do you say? It's also the Baal, yeah. So kids say he's coming from, she's not coming from. The question is what they do now. And they want to stay married. And but Derek La, we don't encourage divorce too quickly. Divorce in any situation. But Derek La, we do not, you don't encourage somebody coming from, his wife's not from. They don't rush to get them divorced. It's not such a good idea. But Al Kapanim, so in terms of what's going to happen now. What do you say? So Batsim says that she has no namanis, and therefore you have to have edus that she went to the mikvah.
One
eid,
right?
Yeah, one eid. Kind of enough, and the bedikas are going to have to make sure she did the bedikas properly. And the question is, so what happens in that situation? It can happen. Other way, somebody once in a while happens. Also, the wife is drifting off, and now he's from and she's not from. So what's going to happen in terms of the namanis? What? Yeah, sorry, what? So the pasuk of it's a problem. The Yashar says the problem. You're going to have to have Eirach. She went to the mikvah. You're going to have to make sure she did the bedikas. And that's going to... What? I reckon I'm being sorry.
Why would she use a new year? She not.
It's not a raya that she's not makwit. That's when we match her husband. I'll go by them. Okay, Ramay says it's tshuva. I got a shadow very recently. The shadow was somebody went to his sister, basically, he's not from. And the sister was sending over meals. Whatever the situation was, sending over meals. And the question is, can he eat the meals or not? So the passage of it, somebody's chashan on something, it's not neman, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Moshe says a tshuva. She doesn't eat kasher. She's chashan on anything. No, I'm saying if you're chashan on this thing, definitely you can't be made on it. So Moshe says a tshuva. Moshe says a tshuva that there was a Baal tshuva whose parents were Russian, and parents were Russian, and he came about tshuva, and he wanted to know. And the vague relationship with his parents, one of the terms of eating in their house. Shemosha writes in the Tshuva that if he's there's something the Gemara in Ksuba springs down, that Nashim Apostle Edis, but somebody was Semuch on Basrif on Rav Chista, was Semuch on her. The Gemara says that if she's Mehemel like Kibetrei, that if you're Maimon, if you personally are Semuch on her like Kibetrei, that this considered Edis. This is a concept, even somebody doesn't have Nemanis, but if you're Mehemel of Kibetrei, the Gemara says that if you're Semuch on a Kibetrei, you believe that the person would never be Meshaka, the person doesn't lie, the person says everything the truth, then you have a right to go ahead and be Semuch on it. So the Shaila was, this klal of Mehemel Kibetrei, is it din dafkin din chushim mishpat? Or it's also din klape isurim muscle. That was the Shaila of Moshe. So, the Chavos Chaim first says, in terms of Mehemel Kibetrei, this is the Lashon Hara. Let's say, your wife comes home and tells you Lashon Hara about somebody. Are you allowed to believe it or not? Why about that?
Shalom
Bayez. Shalom Bayez. What? I hope you don't. What? You're allowed to listen. I can believe it. You're allowed to listen in terms of believing it. In terms of believing Lashon Hara, so Chavos Chaim discusses, well, normally, I'll believe Lashon Hara. Well, you know, I'll believe Lashon Hara. That most likely, Mechish, me boy, you'll leave as a Chashash, you can't believe Lashon Hara. So, Dr. Chavos Chaim, let's say it's Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. Would you say that now is there Mehemel Kibbeh Trey, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and believe it? So first, when it comes to Benegeya, Mehemel Kibbeh Trey has to be number one. In order to be Kibbeh Trey, it has to be that the person never ever doesn't say the truth. That's number one. Doesn't never ever, I said that, never ever lies, right? That's Mehemel Kibbeh Trey. It has to be, especially when it comes to when you're dealing with Lashon Hara, it's always perception. It's always one side of a story. It could be misinterpreted. Anyhow, the Chavos Chaim fears like that we don't have Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey in Unzeridar. Chavos Chaim says we don't have Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. So we don't have it. It's not really in the game. We don't have Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. People are so honest and integrity to say Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. And Chavos Chaim is saying that we don't go with Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. Void Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey has to be you know the person. Even at the beginning of the Gemara, Rabbi Yashiv would not be Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. Because you all know him. You just know of him. Mashenke and somebody who you know maybe would be considered Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. Rav Moshe, on the other hand, in Tshuva writes that Rav Moshe is Mekel. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva that... Rav Moshe in Tshuva is Mekel. Rav Moshe writes that if the person is Samech on his parents, that they would not be Machshel. And is confident that the parents would not be Machshel them, then they have a right to be Samech on the Kashrus. Like a Moshe b'makom tzarech, that when you have a shaker tzarech, like a bal tshuva eating by his parents, or this case where if the person is samech on his wife, the wife would not be machshalim, even though she's not from and she's only doing it for him. But if he's convinced, she has to know about halachas, the teacher of halachas, and she's convinced that it not be machshalim. So we're noigin l'hakol like a Moshe, and therefore it's okay. The same thing with the meal by the sister. If he's confident that his sister would not, you know, would not send something which is not kosher, then we say Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. What? Normally it's not Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. It doesn't have to be Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey. So, she's Machshelim once already, right? So why is Mehemel of Kibbeh Trey? She doesn't have a great track record. It has to be your thousand. If it has to be your thousand, you're willing to make a Shavuot Rei, so come on. Not like probably Mastamba. There's no way in the world my father would do this to me. Right? There's no way in the world your wife is going to do this to you. Like, no way. Not that it's probably, not that it's not Mr. Ver, not that whatever, you know, there's no way. There's no way.
Let's say she's not.
What?
Let's say she's not Emin.
Big problem. I mean, after Eidah could be made, that she went to the mikvah, I guess. What?
I say?
Yeah, not a great of Shavin Afshe. So there's a cloud that Shavin Afshe could be Surah. that somebody says they're usur in something, you have a koyach to make something usur, even though bad summer shouldn't be usur, it's going to be usur. What's the lavan zadava? You do it with excise, I think similar medalik mudamani, is a midin namonis, that we believe you, that a person has a koyach on himself more than anyone else, and therefore it's midin namonis. Or what time is it? Or is it not midin namonis? You have a koyach to ask something on yourself, and therefore it's going to be asr. Therefore, if a lady says tamayani, and afterwards just tarani, she's tamay, it's shavyanavshe, and she's.
Is it the namonis or what's the other
time? Or midin neder. I have right to make a neder, and therefore it's going to be asr. Therefore, a lady says tamayani, who adim, she says, tonight is my yom vest. That also, it's considered shavyanavshe. Any isr which you say is going to be asr, and either midin namonis or midin neder. Therefore, if she says tamayani, after she says no, it's not true, and in a manna, she's not going to be believed. It's like the Rambam, even if she says I said it as a joke, we're not going to believe her. What? Derek Schaik, says just joking, we're not going to believe her, and she's going to be tongue. Okay, so it's a mice like this. There's a lady. Right, when I say over these mice, people shouldn't get the wrong ideas. Derek, people are normal, people are good, and don't do weird things. But, what did I say? Okay, whatever. No, I'm saying this is over, all these stories. No, these stories from over 20 years. Between me and my chaver, it was over 20 years. And okay, so kids, a lady, guy walks in on Monday night, and the lady's supposed to, her mikvah is supposed to be Wednesday night, and she goes, surprise. Said that she tricked him to tell him to mechanize Wednesday night. It really was Monday night.
What happened?
What? A lady said, I'm going to mechanize Wednesday night. He comes on Monday night after the second Seder. She says, surprise, I went to mikvah just now. I just tricked him. I want to make a surprise for you.
She never said to me on Monday night.
Pisketchu with Dalit.
Okay, what does it say there? What?
It depends on the day.
What?
If it's on the day, you can't say it.
What?
The day of,
so some Seifa says in Tshuva that if a lady, no, this is a little bit differently. The case is to Isi, right? What did she say? Right? This is not, right? Seifa is not talking about such weirdos. I'm sorry. Some Seifa says in the case where a lady said that to make a nice Wednesday night, then he said, I realized I made a mistake, and now I realize it's going to be Monday night. And it's going to be Monday night. So Zak, the some Seifa, that if it's, she says on Monday night that the mikveh is going to be Wednesday night instead of Thursday night, then we're going to be maiming her. Because we're not choishes 2 days before, she's going to push the mikveh up a day, we're not choishes. But if it's the day of, so like some say, we have to be choishes, that maybe she's chapti yetzahara, and being that she's chapti yetzahara, if she's saying the day of, we're not going to be miming her.
What,
well,
she tomorrow? Went?
So she tells you Monday, can you let her go on Tuesday? As some say, says, if it's before, she says, I made a mistake, and she's pushing up a day or two, it's going to be okay. Because when Achrish is 2 days before, she's just not making a chashman. She says,
she's
a
cheskes.
What? She says she made a mistake. She made a mistake. My second game is the day of, then, Zakhtar Sam Sefer, we're not going to believe her. The Lashuk Sam Sefer is Bal Nefesh Yachmer, that you shouldn't believe her. And.
But this is our case.
This case for sure should be Machmer.
What?
What's with our case then?
For sure should be
Machmer. Sam Sefer is saying that on Sunday, if she comes, then we'll believe her. On Monday, we won't believe her.
Right. Comes on Sunday.
She comes Monday. Can we believe her for Tuesday?
Yeah. A day to before, yeah.
We don't believe her now at all.
If he's saying that day, you're not believing it's for. If he's pushing up a day to before, it's okay. If it's that day, then we're not going to believe her. The Lashon Sam Sefer is.
What's
our case?
The lady called this story.
This is she said that I'm surprised. We're getting much surprise.
It's a surprise.
It's a problem.
2 days earlier. Fast is going to come Sefer. The Maisa sounds like it would, yes, be considered a problem. The Maisa, the Chesed. Yeah. Yeah, but maybe she went 2 days early. Sorry. Okay, but the logic of Seifus inside is Bal Nefesh Yachmer Latzmai. That to be Chushes, maybe Yitzhak Katovka. So you have to know whether do you bet some have a Chashash or you don't have a Chashash. Might be.
It's not a normal thing to do.
Okay. Derek Schoik. Derek Schoik. It says Derek Schoik. The Rambam says if you do Derek Schoik, then it's going to be a problem. So this happens sometimes that a lady says she says she's Tommy, right? And then she says she's joking. So the Rambam says you're not going to be believed. The question is, sometimes, you know, if that happens, what's going to be the halacha? So Rosh Hashanah first says that if they both know it's Derech Tzchik, it's not going to be a problem. It's only a problem if he thinks it's real, so then it's going to be a problem. Mashinkein, if they chap b'shas ma'isa, that was Derech Tzchik, it was just a joke, then it would not be a problem. If he doesn't happen, afterwards he says he's joking, so the Rambam Taka says it's going to be asa. What do you say? No, another case. Somebody once started handing the phone over to his wife, and she said, no. I'm like, put it down. So, you know, you put it down, and then later on she said, I was just joking. I really wasn't in need that.
She said that she was...
No, she didn't say it. I can't. So what's that?
Didn't say it.
Nothing. Nothing.
They totally
didn't have it.
Two reasons
is a cause. So maybe it's worse. Nachum. So the Hokusuk need a Bishkin to sell. If you give a masla, it's going to work. If she says a masla is going to be work, what's a masla? I didn't have Kayak Patashim, Mishtaina Kheris, it's going to be work. It's going to work. But if we saw Loy Veshes Begadim Yuchalam on Bein Didasa, then she says Tarani. Even though she gives a masla, she's not going to believe. If you do, if she wore the begadim yuchal minidasa, even after she said tarani, she's not going to believe. Why is she not going to believe? To Malcolm and the paiskim is the reason why she's not going to believe is because a dibur could go ahead and do a masla, but to go ahead and do a maisa is much more stronger. Therefore, you're not going to believe. The other malach is that if you do a maisa b'fnei rabim. So therefore, you wear the begadim and tzuchus nidbar shkunasa. Therefore, you can't be moitzi from that mashenkein something which is a private thing. Then you're going to be nema. Therefore, not what? Because people don't know about the chazar. You know, you show the maisa in public. It's more of a thing. You don't do a thing in public. Let's just seriously. Therefore, doing a maisa, the maisa is going to be a problem. Therefore, not taking the. Oh, there's a different mice I'm just remembering right now that there was a lady who used to wear snoods, a special snood when she was anida. Okay, so she once she put on the snood, so I was assuming she was anida, and then the next day she said, no, I wasn't anida, I just ran out of snoods.
Well?
What's that?
Even in the Rajba.
It's not a rabbim.
It's not like big
thing. So it's not a rabbim, but it's a maisa. Yeah, it's a maisa.
It's
a maisa. Okay, so we're going to have to don. It's a maisa. So maisa is going to be a problem. It's like the Taz. If a maisa was the Yafshim in Acher, maisa be Shachas is in the Chotzer. She went to hide the pregnancy, and therefore she put on big Nidusa. If it's a maisa, Yafshim in Acher is going to be okay. So the question is this Yafshim in Acher or not?
She said she didn't
understand. Do we believe her? You have to be an acher, you have to have a masla, which you have to be an acher. You know she was whatever, you have to get an ayin hara, but here, do we believe her or not? But she says, not naman over here to give a masla. You're usher. You have to be oikar the deeper, and you have to oikar the deeper. So you have to prove that you have to be an acher. So this maisa went around a little bit. Ramesh Stumbach asked them, he said that it's a maisa, he said, you have to answer it. What? The case of Ramesh Stumbach answered it, and Rav Ganz was Mekel.
Yes. The Taz is mashman. It has to be a big maisa.
What's the number?
Big day nudusa. Snood. Snood.
That's a maisa gadol.
It's a maisa. Yeah, it's a maisa.
It's a maisa.
What are
you saying? If she was wearing one, the word is a joke also.
Kids, basically the cloud gadol and all these things are advised in Chelik Dalet. Reish Samach Dalet says the cloud gadol and all these things is basically. If the husband is convinced that she's not really usher and it's a good masla and there's no chash arama, no chash sheker, then you can be samech on the masla. If there's any chash, then we're not going to be the revaz. If there's any chash, then we're not going to be samech on the masla. Now, bringing rayas from the friedeker might not be 100% a raya. Now, the Rambam says derech tzchik that it's going to be usher might not be a raya bizman as that because Rambam's talking about normal people. And normal people don't say I'm usher and then say hi, I'm joking, it was mutter. Or it's not just not the way to act, not the way to whatever. Now hint that people have issues, whatever, and therefore they might be saying these things, doing these weird things, and You know, Derek Schleicher was like, who would make such a joke that I'm Usser? Who would do such a thing? Therefore, Alamai, she 100% was Usser. And afterwards, she kept the joke. She had Yetzahar, whatever it is, you know, that's the thing. But, therefore, it's like the cloud goal of visit, if we're convinced that she really was an Usser, then we're going to be Mekel. If we're not convinced, then it's going to be Mortar. Therefore, even Derek Schleicher was Manazed. Some would say that. Being that, unfortunately, people are not Mechonach well enough in these areas, and they might say Derek Schleicher, then maybe they'd be mocking to go ahead and be Mekel. Definitely in a case where a husband asked his wife to go to the mikvah, she said, like, no, because she was annoyed. So that's like the Aruch HaShulchan's case. If you know originally that's not what it meant, then there's no Amasla. There's no Shavi Anashi with Amasla. You know that's what it meant, and therefore it's not going to be a problem.
How do you ever believe the Amasla that she was weak? How do you know she was weak? Basically, she's Nema.
Because she is weak.
You know, maybe she's just playing.
She's weak. The Meister Ramah says, still, even when there's a masla ba nefesh yachmer la'atzmai, Mishu reis la'achmer la'atzmai, Yishloi amin la'midas chasidasu. We see from the Gemara that there's a midas chasidas, to be machmer, and every single time there's a midas chasidas to, what? There's a midas chasidas to be machmer in all these cases. Even though your wife doesn't want it, yes, in this situation. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
He's right
to be machmer. It's her problem. Right? She's the one who, whatever. It's not like whatever. But the Chassam Sofer, anyhow, says, before we deal with the Ben Torah, there's a right to be machmer on things. So Chassam Sofer says, if he married Ben Torah, it's not that. That he's going to steig and he's going to take on chumras and zadaite da hachi. And what? Do they teach the girls that or the boys that? What? What I say?
The boys. I thought I might go to work.
He sold my schussel.
What? Fine, I'm so sif. Okay, so let's wrap it up quickly. Fine, the Mechaber brings down sif dalet. Somebody's shamish to the tar, and the emtsa she was pers nida. So this is a very unfortunate situation. So the teva devarim is if your wife says she's nida when you're melatashmas, the person just jumps out. That's the you jump out. That's the teva devarim. But the ma'isa, that's the wrong thing to do. It says that mishamash the teva mitmeisani who perish miyad chayiv karas on the going out, because if you do it be'ever chay, so then you're being nena while you're pulling out, and therefore you're chayiv karas for doing that. Kates in the yasa, what you do? Noitz upon the ragel baritz. We have to wait for the Aver to die and be Parish the Aver Hamas. That's the proper how to do it. And therefore, even though the reaction is to jump, but the Maisa, you have to be careful not to, and to be Parish with the Aver Hamas. I think I mentioned yesterday the Maisa with Nelson Kupchitz, with Dam Tara, right? With Dam Tara, that Yingman came to Nelson Kupchitz, says Vait Sarachin, that. Probably the most common time a person would be Paris Nida is after a birth. Because a lot of times you see very random. Normally you're scheduled more or less, and there's no reason, if you're being responsible, like a bomb, there's no reason why your wife should have happened. After birth, sometimes it's not so regular, and therefore maybe it can happen. So kids, it happened after Leda, and the guy just jumped out, and afterwards he really did the wrong thing. And he came to Ravnas Kapshah Devarit Sabracha and said, oh, no, Yesh Nayib Yehuda. Yehuda says that, Shedin Nayib Yehuda, that it's not a problem. It's like, the Pesach Shuvim Zan Nayib Yehuda, that it's only by regular Nidus that you perish Be'ever Meis. Mashenkin over here is like a Kala. And
what was his case?
Why is it a Kala?
Because he made tire. No, it's just like Kala or Mekel. You don't have to jump. Damsulim. So to here we're Mekel. Even though Roy Vachin Rechelikan Nayib Yehuda, but even Roy Vachin Rechelikan Nayib Yehuda, but I'll kapan him. Now, over here, I found it. Yeah, so the Ramah brings down all sorts of tshuva. If you do it, mezid chayv karis, if you do it b'shoigig, you have to fast 40 days, it doesn't have to be straight, it can be Monday, Thursday. Lel tanis, you also be also basa yayin. When are you also basa yayin? I get what's the lel tanis?
Tishabo.
No, what's the lel tanis? The day before or the day after?
After.
Day after. We all did.
When you break the time.
And Shavuot goes the day after. And the Chastanis. If you can't fast, you pray to you give your money. If you can't fast, you give money. Yishlabet Shavuot. Chamash Loshav Eschusulai. It's a schus. And the person has been married. But the Shavuot, everybody says, if his man is that we're not so ruggled to fast. And it's a dar. It's a weak dar. And therefore, we're not so naik to fast. We work more on the tshuva and maybe the tztaka. And we don't, what? What do you say? Well, we're not, A lot of the, this is a native Yehudin tshuva, Simon Lamed Hey, right? The famous Jewish native Yehudin. Okay, we'll see if we have time. We'll get there. If we have time, we'll get there in a second. But, fine. Now, the places to speak at, the three types of Gedarim in terms of when you consider Oinus, when you consider Mez, when you consider Shayig. If a lady has a vest and Shalabi has a vesta, so then you're Oinus. Or has she have known? You know, she has a vest, she's every 27 days, you're on day 22, you're Shalabi has a vesta, you're Oinus, and therefore you're not going to need Kapara. If you do it B'Shas, if you do Peshas Oina, obviously then you're amazed. And if
on the day of the vest?
On the day of the vest, obviously, that's obviously a very big problem. And over there, a person is, over there, a person, you know, definitely is going to, what? What do you say? If what? On the Yom HaVest? If you do, it depends, if you did a B'Shag on Yom HaVest, then she's probably need that economy. Then it's told you next sermon we'll see in Kupay Vav when you bedikas and that. According to the Rambam, you need bedikas, you don't do bedikas, not oinus. But if you did a bedikas, oinus, on Tchilas Tashmish. If you did a bedika, then it'll be on the Tchilas Tashmish, it'll be considered a vest. Yeah, we mentioned, like we mentioned in the past, that to call yourself Oinus is because Rashi says, because how could you, Rashi Shavu says, how you could have known that she would be Paras Nida, therefore you considered Oinus. And the Chazon says that a person shouldn't be a fool, and therefore, like, if a lady's staining, or it's like day 33, or a lady's staining, so you can't say you're Oinus if something happens, I couldn't have known. It's only if the lady's not seeing anything, then we say you're Oinus. If she's old to see, or she's staining, then over there, the Chai Gavin, we're not talking about that, and over there, we're not going to say that you're Oinus, we're not going to say you're Oinus in that type of situation. And you have to be careful, I'm saying. Sometimes people, you know, have to be actually careful, you know, with these things. It's, like I say, I write something which somebody is chemdosan, and sometimes people just make a bad judgment calls. But you get that, and you have to be actually careful. You know, just, if she's staining or she's going to see, you have to be careful. There are some people, mechai bedika. There are some places mechai bedika every time. Once you pass there's my investors, they go do bedika. There's a... There are Moshe was into it, you know, that came to money. There are some people, you know, Mechayev Adika. There's something called Yimei Mevucha and Nebi Yehuda, which is like Tzodika Machmer. The days which she's old to see, the Purish, all those days. There's not Haggah like that, and Kalei Yisrael also. She has a range. She's between day 27 and day 32. It's called Yimei Mevucha. We'll see when we do Vestas, the Purish, all those days. Yimei Mevucha. The days which she sometimes sees, we'll see how much. You know, there's not Haggah like that. There are a lot of people, or a lot of places in Mechayev to do a Kinuach, to make sure that she's not standing. You have to be very careful to make sure. With what? I think it's recommended to do a, look, if you don't know colors at all, you're just going to do a kinuach and you're just going to be going crazy and every time you have a suffix here. But if you know bare colors and you know basic anything, then I think it's recommended to do a kinuach. Like some people say, oh, they're not looking. Like, they have to use your brains, you know what I mean? They're not looking, and then they have tashras, then they're being nida, like, because they weren't looking. What? If it's day 32, don't say, I'm not looking, I have tashras that night. That's ridiculous.
So what's the
what? So should be paying? When you're in the days, we'll call it the danger zone. No, when you're in the danger zone days, we are light, we are white pad, it's not going to ask you, and during the day, and see, and you'll see. If the pad is clear, then you're okay. If the pad is not clear, you should be pious.
If you do the kinuach with the colors thing, and you'll be able to see the color.
If it's light colored, you have to see. You know, but don't just like turn your eyes and just say, I'm not looking, and then whatever.
What's the other kinuach?
What? Yeah. Wiping around, not just, don't go, just connect with someone, because then you're going to ask her. He has to be around. They could be totally in a kesem. Just wipe around the area, and that's it. Maybe the tshuva handles of it, and again, went to tikkuni tshuva of somebody was mazan with his mother-in-law come upon him, and they went to know what's the tikkuni tshuva. So he writes that it's interesting tshuva. He writes most of tikkuni tshuvas, which are people write tikkuni tshuva, is based on things which are made up. We have no buses in Shas and Pliskim. Therefore, it's hard. All the tshuva, some michshals and all these things. Therefore, it's hard for him to write exactly what the tikkuni tshuva for such a thing is. And then after he gives arichas over there, what the tikkuni tshuva is. It wasn't so easy. It's pretty hard. I'm saying with fast days and vidoy and. But about the ilchot davashim of the tshuva. The tshuva, I think, the harib samim. A guy asked a shayla that for 3 years, for the past 3 years, 1 year he joined the not the army, the band, what do you call it, the robbers or whatever, the mafia, and he went around over at Sicha for like a year or so. There's another year he came over to Avodah Zarah, and the third year he was Isaac and Gilead Arias, and he wanted to know what the tikkuni, he wanted to know what the, if there is there tikkuni tshuva, and he writes that Ein lecha dov oimer lefnei tshuva, and he has a tshuva, you know, in terms of explaining what the Gidrei tshuva is.